Good morning.
Hi, this is Caitlin returning your call back from customer service.
How are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
Better than I deserve.
Oh, okay.
Thank
That's
you very much
great,
for
sir.
Giving me a call back.
You're welcome.
All right. So the reason for my call was I was participating on, like, I guess a T-Mobile promotional that did a survey. And as I was, after fill out the survey, I wanted just a smart fitness tracker, which is priced at like $597. And as I was going through, I thought they were offering me other stuff that I didn't want. I just only wanted the watch. And I thought that I didn't click on them. And it ended up that it said that it didn't even ask me to look over the items that I'm interested in or not interested in, and proceeded to proceed with the order. So it came out to be $59.88. So would you want me to give you my order number?
No, sir. Can I have a zip code, please?
99206, ma'am.
And can you verify your shipping, your name? Sorry.
No, that's all right, ma'am. It's Pedro Mendoza.
Okay, and can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
Shipping address is 3711 South Highway 27, apartment L105, Spokane, Washington, 99206, ma'am. Were you able to verify that, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I do see here that you did have a fitness tracker. And today. And I see here that, sir, they added a lifetime warranty and earbuds. That's something that you did not want, sir?
I didn't want the secondary fitness watch tracker, the lifetime warranty, and the premium wireless earbuds. I just wanted just the watch.
Okay, I can certainly refund you back your money, okay, sir?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I do apologize, for that. I guess I was under the assumption that when they showed on the website to proceed to checkout, that if you only click on it, that it will be added on. I just said proceed to checkout, and it automatically just did that. So I don't know if it was just user error or it's kind of like the user interface that was the issue. So, but I do appreciate you assisting me on that.
You're welcome. Okay, sir. I canceled the other product, so you'll only be on $5.97.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling in the customer service, and you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Hold on. Well, actually, one thing I want to ask you a question about, if you have time.
Sir, what?
One is, say again, ma'am?
What was your question, sir?
Well, ma'am, I greatly appreciate your assistance in helping me out with this. And on top of that, I really do appreciate your customer service. I was wondering, is there a way that I can be able to voice that to, like, either one of your superiors or manager or supervisor? Because I really do appreciate your help, with me today.
You're welcome, Mr. Prezzo. And, yes, would you like to be transferred over to my supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. Can you, when you transfer me, does it, will let me let them know
yes,
who
ma'am.
I got transferred from?
Yes, sir, you just say that they will automatically see my call, that I reason why who I transferred to. Just say my name is Caitlin Mentzer, Kaitlyn, and they'll automatically know, sir, because it's in the system.
Yes, ma'am. Awesome. Thank you so much. I will. Yes, please transfer me to your supervisor. So, because you know, you do right. You know, it's the thing is with great customer service, you do right by somebody. You know, in essence, you should be rewarded for that because you are a, you know, you're essential for that. You know, that's how you make your business look good.
Right.
So,
right.
You know. But yes, again, thank you so much, and I hope you have a good rest of the day, man.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. And you do too. You can hold on to the line for me, please.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, I'm trying to get your...
Okay, Mr. Mayor, I'm about to transfer you to my supervisor, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.